A former reporter with the Dallas alternative newspaper The Iconoclast faces a 10-year prison sentence for allegedly possessing 1/18th of an ounce of marijuana. Reporter Brent Stein, who wrote for The Iconoclast under the name of Stoney Burns, was convicted by a jury in 1972 of possessing several marijuana cigarettes and was promptly given the sentence of 10 years and one day in prison. We talked with Stoney Burns, and he had these comments.
It was a typical bus for Texas. I was stopped, my van was stopped, and they wanted to search it, and I wouldn't let them. And just because down here they just hassle freaks all the time, they want to search them, and, you know. And finally they said, okay, if you don't let us search, we're going to, you know, arrest you and take you down to the station and, you know, let the narcotics officers search. And I thought, well, you know I'm clean, and I'll just let them search, and I'll go home. And they magically pulled out some marijuana from the glove compartment, and I know it was clean.
They're selling postcards of the hanging. They're painting the passports brown. The beauty parlor is filled with sailors. The circus is in town. Here comes the blind commissioner. They've got him in a trance. One hand is tied to the tightrope walker. The other is in his pants.
The 10-year, one-day sentence was handed down by the jurors to prevent any judge from suspending the sentence or granting probation. Under Texas law, sentences greater than 10 years cannot be reduced by state judges.
In Texas, any up to 10-year sentence can be probated at the discretion of the judge. Anything over 10 years cannot. So the district attorney asked for that extra day so there'd be no chance of getting probation.
Is Cinderella sweeping up on Desolation Row?
Stein has been out of prison pending appeal, but the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals has now ruled that the 10-year sentence is valid, despite the fact that the state of Texas has dramatically reduced pot penalties since the 1972 trial. Under the new Texas law, Stein would receive a maximum 6-month misdemeanor jail sentence for his alleged offense.
Well, the only person right now that can free me is the governor. The governor of Texas, his name is Dolph Briscoe. And people can write to him. Just Governor Dolph Briscoe, Austin, Texas. We'll get to him. See, there's a misdemeanor marijuana law in Texas now, but I was tried under the felony law. And in fact, my trial, I got prompt justice because they knew that the next session of the legislature, it would be lowered to a misdemeanor. So people, if they write to Dolph Briscoe, he's taking credit for the new marijuana law, and he can free me if he wants to.
You heard death is quite romantic. She wears an iron vest. Her profession's her religion. Her sin is her lifelessness.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws has launched a nationwide effort asking people to appeal directly to the governor to pardon Stein or reduce his sentence.
We're hoping to file a federal suit next week to review the state court prosecution, and they're going to file an amicus curiae brief on that, a friend of the court brief, about the Texas marijuana law.
They all play on the penny whistle. You can hear them blow.
That's KNAC Earth News.
Politicians are sensitive, especially in Texas, especially in Dallas. Dallas, you know, has a reputation in other parts of the country of doing just outrageous things. Sentences of 5,000 years and 2,000 years, and, you know, five concurrent life terms are not uncommon in Dallas. And people look and say, wow, 5,000-year term, man, you must make it certified.
How do you feel now, knowing that you have this facing you? I'd like to get your feelings.
Well, honestly, I would feel sorry for myself if I wasn't so mad at what's happened. Because, you know, I was just singled out and the trial was rushed through and it just wasn't fair at all. I'd be mad if it happened to anyone. Everyone's mad about it. So, I think my main emotion is just outrage.
Why do they have to put my friend?
This is Blue.